So, inside the museum, it became clear that there were many different kinds of burials, and that the world of death was not immune to social and class distinctions, right? Well, in front of you, there is a good example. What you can see are the remains of a mausoleum, a funerary construction to house the dead, rather like the pantheons we have today in our cemeteries.
And all this work just for one deceased person?
Not always. They were often family pantheons, where members of the family would be buried as they died. This one here has the peculiarity of having a circular central floor with a large round room that provided access to the various niches where they laid the sarcophagi to rest. As time passed, many of the sarcophagi, like the ones we saw in the museum or the ones around the site, were reused. Some were inside the mausoleum, and they were taken out and reused for someone else's funeral. This was the largest mausoleum in the area. It is located between two churches, the one dedicated to the martyrs, the remains of which lie beneath the Tabacalera precinct, and the one used for funerals, which you can see inside the shopping center. It's a pity, however, that they are not better preserved. But this isn't the only mausoleum. Others were found, and in better condition, as well as various funerary monuments. One of these monuments was reused, like the sarcophagi, and placed in the center of the site to become the tomb of Father Juan Serra y Bileró. Do you remember him? We started the audio guy talking about him. Pass by his tomb and continue on to panel number 6, where the graves are, to continue with the audio guide.